On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're Moogie.
My name is Carl.
My name is Yeri. We are here with Jess.
And we're talking about our new Dragon Fruit EP.
So we're talking about Dragon Fruit. Why did you decide to go with that title?
Yeah, around the time when we finished the tracks, maybe about a year and a half ago maybe, we were just hanging out with my brother at his house down in Wellington because we were playing a show down there. And yeah, he just randomly out of the blue, I can't even remember the conversation. I feel like when I think about it, it was just out of the blue. He kind of just like spurted out. He just said dragon fruit. And then me and Yeri kind of looked at each other and we were like,
yes.
Yes, yeah. Because I think it was just at that time we had like just finished all the songs, recording them in the studio. And so we were kind of like brainstorming ideas for the EP and how it's going to work as a project. And yeah, I don't know, after my brother said dragon fruit, we're kind of like,
yeah.
Dragon fruit, yeah. And like, we kind of sat on the name for a while and thought about it. And like the more we thought about it, the more it felt like appropriate for the project. So
yeah,
shout outs to Ben.
The first track that we're talking about is the opening track on your EP. It's called Portals. What's that one about?
Portals, I think, is probably maybe the saddest song on the EP or the most like emo song on the EP. It's... also, maybe the shortest song as well, eh?
Yeah, I think it is the shortest track on the EP.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's the most in-your-feel song, maybe. And just, it's interesting that we decided to open with that track. And it's interesting when we do open with it at shows as well, because it's so chill and so, like, emotional. And then we get into the other stuff, which can be more dancey. And
Yeah, because a lot of time when we play shows, Portals is the first track that we do. And we kind of just, like, I don't know, when we play live, I feel like it's kind of a vibe reset, because we kind of just, like, take it down real chill for a little bit. And, yeah, but in terms of, like, writing the song and the production, when we first started working on the beat, we had recently... opened for this Australian duo called Chloe. They like came over to Auckland and they played a show. And so, yeah, after that show, we were like really inspired by their music and we started listening to it quite a bit. And,
yeah, the production was
yeah,
really
and when we started making the beat, it was kind of influenced by them a little bit. And yeah, just trying to make something like that was really dreamy and chill. Yeah, and I feel like it suits the opening of the album. It's kind of just like, yeah, like I said before, kind of a vibe reset.
Yeah. Smooth intro.
Yeah, yeah. I feel immortal, I'm walking through portals. My soul is enormous and I can't afford it. With all of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit, I can't explain it, but I retain it. Deep in the memory of what's ahead of me. All of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit, all of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit. Running down my throat, mix it up and go. Lick the paper, puffing up a smoke. They don't even know. 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 Keep my mind in the knot, tongue tied. I forgot how to talk without sounding out ways of killing the time and forgetting a face. Look at her spending all night in that place. Never have savings last over a day. Spent on persona, a lifetime, a haze. Self-medication, self-preservation. Sticks on the inside, drown in the low tide. Feel immortal, I'm walking through portals. My soul is enormous and I can't afford it. With all of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit, I can't explain it, but I retain it. Deep in the memory of what's ahead of me. All of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit, all of the tragic, all of the fucked up shit. Running down my throat, mix it up and go. Lick the paper roll, puffing up a smoke. They don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know.
So the second track we're going to talk about is Why You Always, which is a song that we wrote with Church and AP.
Yes.
Yes.
Why You Always Acting Like a Fool.
Yeah.
We wrote this one. We kind of wrote like my verse, and we also wrote the chorus before we brought it to the boys, which was kind of by chance because we just happened to play the same show with them on in Wellington. And then we were just chilling in their room, and Carl just pulled up a bunch of beats, and they really liked that one. And then they just wrote it real quick, probably in like, I don't know, like half an hour to an hour.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we kind of just like sat in the hotel room with the beat on loop, and
I just like showed them what we had so far. They were like, "Oh, what is it about?" And I was like, "Oh, just my ex, because he annoyed me." And then so they were like, "All right, all right." And then they wrote like songs about like around like relationships and just. Yeah, it just came together really, really quickly.
And totally. And it was fun recording.
Yeah, it was kind of a
funny one. Yeah, because like we were kind of playing them all these beats, and then they're like, "Oh, I like this one." And
so
we kind of sat and just blasted the song for like 30 minutes while we like sat in silence.
I was just doing my makeup the whole time.
Oh, yeah, The Church and AP just kind of like jotting down.
Like,
so
fast.
And then they just like, and they're like, "You guys ready?" Yep. And we play it, and they just spat it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, and so, yeah, the night that we... the afternoon that we wrote that song together in the hotel room, we ended up performing the song live as well the same night.
I swallow my pride, I know we tried and tried, but let's move on. I follow that treasure map to fool's gold and found your charm. Now a neck marks a spot on my brain. We fight and cuss and bite and cuss the same. I think you rushed a bit. There ain't no love in it. We're self-centered, self-medicating ourselves. Say you love me, but you self-deprecating out loud. How about you go and find some help?
Please.
Can't be me. I ain't gonna pick up when it's 3:30 and slip out your room when it's 6:05 and then feel sick for the rest of the day.
Okay, I get it. You're right. You're winning. It's fine. Forgiving. Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay, I get it. You're right. You're winning. It's fine. Forgiving. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make. Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Every time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way.
It's weird, I go from vices to vice. In the wind, now got a rap on the vice. She don't believe me, she wanna be right. Maybe I'm raw, maybe I'm high. Try kick the habit gon' fight. Back, but it's like that, she won't believe. All of the stories I lied through my teeth. Still, I'm ignoring the signs of defeat. I ain't shit, no MCM. I get bent, or I just spend more. I can't be your MCM. I'm on 9 all day, I'm right on E-knee 10, baby. I spend my last on 10. She gon' kill my eyes, I swear. Still, she blowin' up myself. Talking about, okay. I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye. Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye.
Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Every time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make. Why you always acting like a fool? You don't make me feel so brand new. Every time I catch you acting cool, your pride's in the way, and it don't make sense to
me. I've been chain smoking and token scraping for 50s and 100s. Never had the face to sell it, but I got the brains to buy it. And I've never been a pretty crier, but I'll never be a motherfucking liar. Breeding all the hate and desire, I stay clear of you and get higher. Listen. These boys are bottom feeders, ain't never what they seem, and they're overrun with greed. And I know I'm just getting sick of all this masculine bullshit. Your shtick is just to get lit. Got me wanting to hit the kill switch, but yeah, okay.
I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye. Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye.
Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye. Okay, I get it, you're right, you're winning. It's fine, forgiving. Goodbye, goodbye.
The third track we're going to talk about is Reflections, which is the last track on our album.
This is my favorite one on the album, I decided recently. Carl produced this really, really like cosmically How do you even describe it?
I don't know. I was just going crazy.
It's
on
just a journey.
Yeah.
Crazy sense and And then I had this like guided meditation type thing that I wrote for a uni class, and then so I just kind of edited it heaps so that it could fit in with the beat, and then we ended up making this like kind of like experimental guided meditation. So I'm hoping that people will like do it and
meditate to the
get
song.
Some body tingles, maybe.
Yeah. It was interesting writing the track because when we started like producing the beat, I was just thinking about, I don't know, trying to write something that sounded like a Moogie but was a total like left turn from what you'd anticipate would come up on the EP. And so, yeah, I think we were kind of like playing around with audience expectation and that kind of thing. And we were trying to write like a hook and like verses to the song as well. Like
that's right.
We tried out writing, like melodic lines for Yeri to
like
sing
rap
over it. Yeah, there was like, there was a lot of stuff that we tried out with the song trying to make it work. But yeah, at the end of it, we thought maybe it could just be like a spoken word piece. And we kind of like brainstormed ideas of how it would work. And it kind of, we thought that it was a cool way to link the track and the lyrical ideas together for it to be like some kind of guided meditation. Yeah.
I feel like we tried to make it really palatable and then we were like, oh nah, you know what, like whatever.
Visualize you're standing at the entrance to an old temple that resembles a place you're from, far away. Feel the warmth that rises from the smooth stone steps up the soles of your feet, your legs, behind your thighs. The warmth of its gravity grounds you as you release a sigh, a sensation the realm of the divine feminine is untainted by inner demons and their tales of envy. You brush your fingers along the ivy as you understand. This is the temple that recites.
hesitate to elevate my state of being. I am tired of feeling outlines of a body pressed onto me. As your head begins to clear, come face to face with what you fear and watch as it evaporates, dispersed into the atmosphere.
So we're going to talk about Green Smoke, which is the first single that we released leading up to this EP. It was quite a while ago now.
Yeah, I think Green Smoke might be one of the oldest songs because we wrote that the same time we were writing our first EP, but we just didn't want to put it on that EP, I think.
Yeah, I think it was around the time that we released the Vacation EP. We also had like a really early demo of Green Smoke,
and
we were performing live a little bit as well.
And I remember that's the first song that we like really crafted, because I feel like other songs we'd just been like, all right, cool, it's done.
Yeah.
This song we were like, all right, what if we get...
Yeah, I feel like our first EP, the Vacation songs, kind of like came together pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and then after that, when we were working on Green Smoke, I feel like when I was making the beat, I kind of got like, I don't know, because I feel like when I'm listening to a beat and I'm making it, I get really... obsessive of like the timbre of the beat and like how all the instruments like fit together and like the mix and that kind of stuff. And so when I kind of made the chord progression and had this guitar sample that I recorded and like kind of sliced up and manipulated, and just like the interplay between like the bass line and the melody and the guitar, something about it, I was like, whoa, like when you first listen to this, it's kind of like hits you with a vibe, you know. And so I feel
different.
Like, yeah, and that was like when we first made the beat. And so it was interesting to kind of like sit on that and not alter it at all, because I was like, this is the melody and the bass, like they work together even though they're a little bit random. And so yeah, and then after that we really did kind of craft it into a song, because Yeri had this completely different verse that she had written to it,
but it was like a freestyle from like beginning to end. And so Carl was like, what if we plan it out and craft it a bit better to have more.
Yeah, and so I feel like that was like a
good experience.
Yeah, totally, and totally, I feel like that totally influenced how we approach other songs from then on.
Passing through the room, they have been split in two. I recollect myself, abstracted from my world. It's something you can't escape. I feel so together, but just hold it up.
not the one to call if you're fucking around.
This one's called Somebody Else.
Yeah. Yes. And so this was like our lead single coming up to the release of the EP. And
music video recently dropped, directed by Casey Yeo and Ryan Mehta. I feel like this one came really quickly. Like as soon as you played, I feel like the opening melody immediately like kind of came out. And I feel like it was really easy to write. And even when we were writing the chorus, we like knew exactly what melody we wanted.
Yeah, it was pretty simple. And I think when we came to writing the, when I was making the beat, I was trying to make like, I don't know, something that was, because I kind of approached it very much like you would a hip hop song. It was like slicing up drum breaks and then I was just trying to think of like a bass line to go over top of it. And so it kind of started with just a drum break and that the main bass line. And then, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of the Amoogie formula has turned into like a very melodic bass line. And then the how the vocal melody kind of reflects that like bass line.
Sick drum beat.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
in terms of like the lyrical content, I think I was just like really broke. I mean, like I'm always broke, but I was like broke but sick of being broke. Like that's a different, because sometimes you're broke but you're like eh, like. But yeah, I think I was like broke and like just really like sick of it. And I was like, what if I was like a sugar baby? You know, what if I like conned a man? And then yeah, that's just what it's about, I guess.
I hope that I can turn to somebody else. Maybe a man with a job and a wealthy mouth. Cover the face that you see when you're by yourself. Take more than you need, cause this cash is good for health. Why do
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.